This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories. First, President Vidyadevi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with UK Queen Elizabeth II and wishes for a speedy recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Health Ministry establishes COVID-19 crisis management centres across 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. Coronavirus Prevention and Treatment Fund receives approximately 2 billion rupees as of today. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to freeze American funding to the World Health Organization, saying it must be cool on the coronavirus pandemic. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari held a telephone conversation with the UK Queen Elizabeth II this afternoon and wished for the speedy health recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. UK Prime Minister Johnson is receiving treatment in the intensive care unit of London-based St. Thomas Hospital for coronavirus. According to the Secretariat of the President, President Bhandari stressed on the global unity to fight against the coronavirus pandemic, recalling 200-year-long relationship between Nepal and the UK. The Ministry of Health and Population has established COVID-19 crisis management centres across the 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. The Ministry has also formulated a work procedure needed for policy-level management of the coronavirus prevention, control and treatment methods. Speaking at a regular media briefing organised at the Health Ministry today, a spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that the work procedure was formulated for managing personal protective equipments, infection prevention, control and treatment, and dead body from the coronavirus infection. Dr. Devkota also informed that 2,366 samples have been tested for coronavirus so far. He further said 12 persons in Kathmandu Valley and 122 persons outside the Kathmandu Valley have been receiving treatment in isolation wards. The Health Ministry has also informed that the medical teams deputed in Kailali and Kanchanpur have collected 198 swab samples via rapid test methods. The Ministry further informed that 802 samples have been collected in Assam, Jumla and Surkhet districts. Approximately 2 billion rupees has been collected in the Coronavirus Infection Prevention and Treatment Fund as of today. A spokesperson at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Rajendra Pujal, informed that 1,802.9 million rupees has been collected in the fund. He further informed that the fund received 27.1 million rupees today. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can inform that international aviation service providers made 19 flights from TIA till today since 23rd March. They were chartered flights with some cargo flights. Can spokesperson Rajkumar Chetri said over 3,000 foreigners returned home via same flights during the lockdown. The Qatar Airways had made the highest 9 flights, followed by 4 flights by the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Company, and 1 flight is by Korean, Malaysian, Etihad, Czech Republic and Titan Airways. They carried people from mainly European countries and from New Zealand, Malaysia and the US back to their homes. The flights were managed by the embassies of their respective countries, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal had facilitated towards that end. The National Planning Commission is to carry out a study to assess the impact of the coronavirus on the country's economy. The National Planning Commission Vice Chairman Professor Dr. Pushparaj Kadel informed that the Commission is consulting with the government bodies and all the concerned stakeholders for the study. He further informed that the Commission has held discussions with the Finance Ministry and High-Level Coordination Committee to review the implementation status of the annual targets set by programs, budget and monetary policy of the government. The government is to double the coronavirus testing capacity following the demand from the states and district. The current capacity in a total of 10 laboratories doing the test is 3,000 tests per day across the country. According to Public Health Advisor at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Khem Karki, this will be expanded through the installation, upgrading and addition of real-time polymerase chain reaction kits in government-owned as well as private-run health institutions. Presently, tests are taking place in 10 locations outside Kathmandu Valley. The Pathology Advisor Committee of the Ministry is carrying out a study to add more machines to those locations as well. The advisory committee led by Dr. Gunaraj Lohani is carrying out a study and consultation on establishment of laboratories, developing protocol, human resource management and quality of foods. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short commercial break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स गभर्नमेन्ट ओन्ड मेडिसिन प्रोड्युसिङ कम्पनी नेपाल औषधि लिमिटेड हाज स्टार्टेड प्रोडक्शन एन्ड डिस्ट्रिब्युसन अफ सेनिटाइजर्स Nepal Aushadhi Limited informed it has been producing and distributing the sanitizers by utilizing the locally available raw materials. The company has used German technology in the production of the sanitizers. Acting General Manager of the company, Vijay Ratnabajrachara, informed that the company has been producing 20,000 bottles of sanitizers of 100 ml on a daily basis. He further informed that sanitizers are being produced by using 80% alcohol as per the WHO standards. The Armed Police Force has set up a number of temporary posts at Nepal-India border in order to strictly implement lockdown and stop the illegal entry via border. The APF tightened the security at the Proras border in Japa district, establishing additional 58 temporary posts. The APF has already 8 posts in the district bordering India in 144-kilometer distance. The Lumbini State Hospital has relieved 5 doctors from the duty, citing they remained absent without any official information. According to Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Rajendra Khanal, they were sacked today as they were absent for around 1.5 months. They had been working in the hospital as specialists. The high alertness has been maintained in Sudhir Pashchim state, including Doti district, as the infection cases have been seen in the Uttarakhand state of neighboring country India. The district residents have maintained high alert by abiding by the nationwide lockdown rules. Police have been deployed to the overcrowded places and business halls, and information is being disseminated for public awareness. Chief District Officer of Doti, Tek Narayan Podil, informed no individual and vehicle has been punished in the district for violating the lockdown rules. Now on to some international updates. US President Donald Trump has threatened to freeze American funding to the WHO, saying it missed the call on the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said on Tuesday the WHO was very China-centric in its approach, suggesting the UN agency had gone along with the Beijing's efforts months ago to minimize the severity of the outbreak. However, UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric rejected the criticism of the UN agency. Meantime, the World Health Organization's European office said today that despite seeing positive signs from some countries, it was too early to scale back measures aimed at containing the spread of the coronavirus. The US recorded the most coronavirus deaths in a single day, with more than 108 fatalities reported on Tuesday. According to the data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of deaths in the country has jumped 13,000. The US has nearly 400,000 confirmed cases, the highest number in the world. Global cases have exceeded 1.4 million, while deaths have topped 83,000. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions, along with the western hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also possible at one or two places of the hilly regions. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. President Biddyadevi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with UK Queen Elizabeth II and wishes for speedy recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Health Ministry establishes COVID-19 crisis management centres across 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. Coronavirus Prevention and Treatment Fund received approximately 2 billion rupees as of today, and US President Donald Trump threatens to freeze American funding to World Health Organization, saying it missed the call on the coronavirus pandemic. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin. For this help, please also log on to our website www.onlinedidinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.